Oh, I loved bookies. I was there all the time. Like all the bands I loved played there, and it was just a fun place to hang out. Although I have to say that, when I hear people talking and they talk about like this and this and this day, and they remember so much, I'm like, how do you remember all this? Because I know I was there all the time. I remember being there, but it's kind of a blur. But you could go and just be crazy on the dance floor or see the kind of bands that inspired you or just bands that you loved and you weren't judged. People didn't think that your hair was weird or your makeup was weird or you dressed weird. And it was just accepting. But there were a lot of places we played. We played at the red carpet and the Silverbird on the west side. We played in Ann Arbor. There weren't a ton of clubs, but there were enough that you could, we played all the time. And we didn't play the same club like every weekend. So, I mean, if I look back, there was a time when I kept track of like every place we played and who we played with. And somewhere I have a notebook that has like probably a year and a half of all our shows. Someday I'll find that. And the thing about bookies is, there were other clubs that you could go and see a bunch of the bands that played at bookies, and like you'd see your friends. But if you went on another night, it would not probably be the kind of place you wanted to hang out at. Bookies, it was always, it's kind of like a punk rock Cheers. You always knew people there. You always knew that, it was community. Could walk in and see your friends and like a neighborhood bar kind of place, but punk rock with music. So that's what bookies had. Bookies had, you could go by yourself, see somebody you knew, and hang out and talk to people all night or meet new people. That's what I loved about it the most, was having a place to be where you fit in. Because I look back on how I used to dress now. Somebody gave me a picture of me with someone from Bookies. And I was like, I went out of the house like that. It was just a very interesting outfit. But no, nobody cared. It was fine. You were free to express yourself. And everybody's kind of judgy, but it wasn't like they judged you for being weird. So it was freedom.